those bags live around the globe. It's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Let's go, America. Off we go with hour two of America's number one travel radio show. It is now just after 11 a.m. Eastern time. It is just after 9 a.m. Mountain time where we are because we are in Utah. It is Saturday, April 11th, 2026. And these next 60 minutes of our live national broadcast, well, they represent the grand finale of this week's big Let's Go America tour, Park City.
Indeed. I'm working with our show partner, Hilton Grand Vacations. All this week, we've based ourselves here at their Sunrise Lodge property where we're currently broadcasting live. Rafe Sykes is the area general manager here at Sunrise Lodge, as well as Cedar Breaks in Bryan Head, Utah and Colorado. And we've enjoyed getting to know him better this week. Let's welcome Rafe. He's on mic three.
Yes, he is. Rafe, listen, you know, as Mary said, it's been very nice getting to know you better this week. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Yeah, Robert, Mary, thanks so much for joining us here. It's been just a blast to have you guys here.
Well, thank you. I will look forward to staying in touch going forward. So, you know, in many ways, this property is a real part of you as you helped open Sunrise Lodge. It's a unique property in the Hilton Grand family for ski fans. You know, the Sunrise Lift at Canyons Resort is right here. You won't find anything like it in the HGV property, the family, if you will. I want you to talk about the special connection that you have to Sunrise Lodge and why you've made Park City your home with your family now for more than a decade.
Yeah, absolutely. After 10 years in Breckenridge at our Valdoro property there, I got to move over here and have been here for 14 years now. So I've been here, you know, and gotten to see so many of our guests that come back year after year, and I've gotten to see kids grow up and, you know, come play here as they've come every year, and it's wonderful to be a part of their lives as they come back to the same place every year.
It's a special part of travel to do that.
Absolutely, yeah. We're very lucky in this timeshare industry to be able to see the same people again and again as they come back, you know, and then we welcome their guests and their friends and family and stuff as well. They think of it as their second home, and, you know, to be a part of that is fantastic.
Rafe, Robert and I answered a listener email from a show fan in Michigan a few weeks ago. He was planning a trip to Branson for a family of nine, and we recommended the HGV properties. But I want to go back and find his email and tell him to come to Park City and stay here at Sunrise Lodge. You have four-bedroom suites, which is quite unique, full kitchens, fireplaces. You also have three-bedroom suites and, of course, the studios and the one- and two-bedrooms, and a heated pool. That's a wonderful amenity. It makes Sunrise Lodge a great location, and I just saw a multi-gen family just checking out. So talk about the family aspect and the multi-gen aspect here.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, obviously, Utah's a great place for families. My family has loved growing up here, but it makes it a great place to visit as well. There's just so many opportunities for so many things to do where you can share any, you know, like you said, multi-generational, you know, adults, kids, whatever. But I'll tell you, to see some of our visitors come out and, you know, you see a kid from Florida or Texas playing in the snow for the first time. That's just something you can't
amazing.
Put into words. And for us, as my team, to be a part of that is, you know, that's what makes, as Glenn was saying earlier, work in hospitality so great to be a part of that.
So this will be a little bit of a different question for you. So the Monsignor at the Catholic Church that Mary and I attend, back east, loves Utah, okay? I was talking to him after Mass 2 weeks ago during about this trip. I wanted to know all about it, and he shared with me just how much the state has wowed him, okay, as well as the beauty that he experienced in the Mighty Five National Parks, and we're going to cover that later on this hour. But you're also responsible for Cedar Breaks Resort in Bryan Head. We did touch on that a little bit last hour with Glenn, but that's about 3.5 hours south of us. It's near the Cedar Breaks National Monument. How does that resort differ from Sunrise Lodge? And do you find that many guests maybe split time between this property and that one?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we see all kinds of families that come. They'll spend some time here with us in northern Utah and experience the mountains up here. And then, as some of our guests earlier were saying, the Red Rock Desert and stuff down there by Zion, absolutely stunning. And our Cedar Breaks Lodge property down there is a great, home base camp to kind of explore that whole area. And then when you're done playing in the desert, you can go right down to Las Vegas and clean yourself up at some of our great Las Vegas properties.
Just keep right on going. There you go. Yeah. Exactly. Rafe, I like that.
So as Robert mentioned, you've lived here in Park City with your family for more than a decade, Rafe. Indeed, a beautiful part of the country to raise a family. What are some of gems of the area that you feel travelers should really experience when they're visiting?
Well, for me, you'll find me outside a lot of the times, mm-hmm. too. So, we have over 500 miles of trails just in this area. Mountaintrails.org is a great place to check out to kind of plan your hiking, biking, running, whatever you want to do. It's a great resource for us. The rivers, amazing. You can go rafting. You can go fishing. If I'm not out on the trails, I'm usually in the river.
I'm so glad you brought up the rivers. I did not really expect as many, and that's quite an activity here.
Yeah, it is. And then there's a lot of things, too, that travelers don't expect from Utah. So we've, anything from very fine dining down on Main Street. There's also, as you guys experienced, maybe High West Distillery, some fantastic bourbons. I've got a favorite brewery here in town, Offset Brewery.
Mary found a great gin there that they only mm-hmm. they could yeah. only get.
I went
at
there
the property.
For the whiskey and I found a great gin.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for the area here, Park City is amazing. You can go have fine dining on one side of the street, go across the street to No Name Saloon, and enjoy kind of that atmosphere as well.
Well, so, I was reading in the local paper, actually, just about a mile from here. I guess in the last week they've seen elk.
Yeah. The elk go right up the hill here, and we'll see elk come right behind us. We've had moose in the courtyard right behind us here, so, and that's obviously another thing for families. When you see everybody taking pictures of the moose and stuff right outside, it's pretty fun.
What do you think is the best time for folks? I understand skiing, and we get the whole winter aspect, but for you, what's the ideal time to come experience Utah?
Well, it's a great question, Robert. I mean, we locals have a saying that you move here for the winter, but you end up staying for the summer, because obviously, we all love skiing and love playing in the snow, but the summer, it's amazing out here, and to be able to have all the recreational opportunities. And that season now, obviously, this year, we're starting a little earlier than maybe we wanted to, but that season really goes well into the fall, and you have the foliage and the colors here is amazing.
Well, Rafe, listen, we very much appreciate you joining us. A little secret, you came in today. You were on your way to Spain to catch up with your family for a family vacation. So talk about true dedication. So
yeah,
thank you so much.
Well,
thank you for all the hospitality this week.
It's been great to have you guys with us, and thanks.
Well, folks, listen, to find out more on Sunrise Lodge or Cedar Breaks, I want you to go to HiltonGrandVacations.com. Click on the Resorts and Destination tab at the top of the homepage, and then just select Utah, and you will find all the information and come enjoy it, okay? A reminder, if you want to hear something again from today's live broadcast, we are every hour of every show on our website. It's typically posted by about 2 p.m. Eastern Time. You'll find the link right there on the website, rmworldtravel.com. And when you're there, make sure you vote in the latest travel polls, okay? Mm-hmm. By the way, a full and detailed recap of the big Let's Go America Tour Park City will be posted to the show homepage. It'll be also going out to all of our newsletter subscribers, everybody else. That'll be early this week coming up. Fraser Bullock is next on your favorite travel radio show. Our live remote from Park City, Utah is back in 180 seconds.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
Region 7 Seas Cruises delivers the most all-inclusive luxury experience at sea with unlimited shore excursions that are always included at no charge. The quality of entertainment and enrichment experiences they offer on board are outstanding. There's anytime access to the spa facilities, exquisite dining including all specialty restaurants at no additional charge, plus free Wi-Fi, free valet service, free unlimited beverages of all types, and so much more. For more info, info, go to rssc.com/rmworldtravel. Or you know what to do, folks. Go to rmworldtravel.com. Just look under sponsors and go experience the world. Hey, everyone. Robert Mary here saying wherever travel takes you, fuel your wanderlust with more ways to get away.
Featuring a proud legacy with distinctive Hilton service, Hilton Grand Vacations provides premier travel experiences that deliver lasting vacation memories. With 200-plus resorts around the U.S. and internationally, they provide spacious upscale accommodations with home-like features and resort-style amenities.
Find more information and go earn your Hilton Honors points at HiltonGrandVacations.com. Or as always, as a show listener, you know what to do, folks. Go to RMWorldTravel.com. Just look under sponsors.
Happy travels, everyone.
Hey, everyone. Robert here to share some important information with you. Listen, whenever or wherever you travel, we want you to be protected like we are at TravelGuard.com/carry. Don't put your finances, personal well-being, or your time at risk. Travel safe, travel smart, TravelGuard.com/carry. It's cents on the dollar compared to what travel costs. Plus, you'll have a skilled team available to you 24/7 to pretty much take care of any situation you encounter. Check them out and get protected before you head out at TravelGuard.com/carry. Or as always, just go to RMWorldTravel.com, look under sponsors.
As America turns 250, we're not just looking back, we're going across mountains and music cities, monuments and main streets, because America isn't just something to remember, it's something to experience. Colette has been guiding travelers across the U.S. for over a century. Their tours celebrate the landscapes, the locals, and the legends that make America unforgettable. So if you're ready to go, go with the people who know it best. Visit GoColette.com/United States. That's go, GoColette.com/United States. Or find that link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Let's Go America. Nice to have all of you tuned in out there across the USA. And our big Let's Go America tour, Park City, continues on from Utah. We have a special guest joining Mary and me here live on set at Sunrise Lodge. Before we get to him, this portion of the program is sponsored by Travel Guard.
Packing a plan from TravelGuard.com/carry is one of the best things you can do for a successful trip. You'll have someone available and working for you 24/7 if or when something goes awry.
Whether your next adventure is a long or short getaway, international or domestic, you know, when travel plans go wrong, folks, a Travel Guard travel insurance plan, it just can make things go right for you. You've got somebody available to you 24/7. Can't recommend it enough. Do what we do. Get covered at TravelGuard.com/carry or find a link at RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors.
All right. A well-known name here in the state of Utah is Fraser Bullock. He's the executive chair of Utah's 2034 Winter Olympic Games Organizing Committee. Fraser previously served as COO and CFO of the highly successful Salt Lake City 2002 Winter Olympics. He's also had a distinguished career in business. He's a co-founder and partner at Sorensen Capital and joins us now on Mike 3.
Yes, he does. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show, Fraser.
Thank you for having me. I love it.
So this week, Mary and I spent some time, with someone that you know well, Colin Hilton. He was on in the first hour with us. We were over at Utah Olympic Park. And there's a great picture of you and Colin that we saw when you were over in Milan for the just-completed February Winter Games. It looked to be after the torch ceremony. You carried the torch for a stretch as the executive chair of Utah 2034. What was that experience like? And, you know, did you take anything away from what Italy did this year hosting the Games?
Well, it was amazing because it was the day before opening ceremony, and it was in this park, and it was close to schools, and I've got the torch, and there were thousands of kids. We took 500 selfies. They all wanted to touch the flame and feel part of the Games. And so I now have thousands of Italian friends who are my besties now. But the power to bring people together with the Olympics and the flame, I felt that so deeply. And it was an incredible experience.
Yeah, well, you're going to eat well now with all these friends you have.
So. Yeah, for sure.
It's nice to have friends in Italy. So, Fraser, you played a key leadership role in the successful Salt Lake City 2002 Winter Olympics, even stepping aside from your lucrative business career to do so. We're told that when folks want to find you, they can just come to Park City and look in on or around the slopes. But what does it mean to you that you've helped bring the Games back to Utah for 2034? And is there anything maybe new that might be shaping your approach this time around?
Well, after we did the Games in 02, I realized how powerful they are in bringing the world together, in bringing our country together, communities together. There's nothing like it in a divided world. And I thought, we need to do this again. And particularly in Utah, we have these great venues. We have a great community that supports the games. And so I went on a 24-year journey to get the games back. And a lot of people helped. But now that they're back, we're thrilled. We're going to make them new, exciting, bigger, better. Well, I don't know about... O2 was so good.
Yeah, yeah, that's a lot to live up to,
it's a
Fraser.
High bar.
You got a big standard there.
Yes.
Do you have a memory from the 2002 games?
So many, but one in particular. I remember going in to meet with Mitt Romney 5 months before our games and said, you know, it looks like we're going to be ready. Great operational plans, and looks like we're actually going to make money. Most games lose billions of dollars. And he said, great. And the next time I can remember talking to him was a month later as he's driving past the Pentagon right after it had been hit on 9/11.
Not sure. Mm-hmm.
And it was like everything changed. And we knew that the games took on greater meaning. And the next significant memory I have is in the opening ceremony when the flag from the Twin Towers was brought in, carried by 5 or 8 athletes. And it was a healing moment to the world. And that's what the games provide, is the opportunity for people to come together in particularly important moments to celebrate humanity, great athletes, and the world coming together.
Well, we saw that, again, everyone knows in this show I'm a big Yankees fan, but when George W. Bush was there, you know, and he threw out that baseball, it brought the whole country together, how uniting it was and so forth. It was great. But so I want to go this direction on the Olympics, because we are seeing it unfold in Los Angeles. Clearly there are so many moving parts with the successful Olympic Games. From having world-class venues, which you have, all the housing, transportation, volunteers, infrastructure. So, you know, that having the world-class facilities you have helps from a cost and an efficiency standpoint. But beyond that, what unique advantages do you think that Utah has and will have that well positions the state to host the event, you know, on this scale again?
Well, I think this is the best place in the world to host the games, because not only do we have spectacular venues, we're sitting at one right now, but we also have what we call compact games, where all of the venues are within a one-hour drive of the Olympic Village. And so we'll have one village where all the athletes from the world can come together. In other games, like the most recent games, there were 7 villages, and they're all spread out, so they're not together. But one of the purposes of the games is to bring people together, and having one village, and you could go to several events in a day, just drive from here to there. We are the best Olympic theater, I think, in the world.
So basically, we can leave it there. No more Winter Olympics anywhere else.
Yeah,
just keep them in Utah, right?
Colin Hilton said something to us off-air about that. He also said that not only is it good for the spectators to have that proximity so close, it's good for the athletes to go see and support in the different winter sports, because they're friends and there's a lot of crossover.
Yeah, very much so. The athletes love our village. Not only is it spectacular in terms of facilities, but they can get on light rail and just go to a ton of events that are 10 minutes away from the village and see their teammates compete.
So it's no secret that host cities often see a tourism boost following the Olympics. In Utah's case, you've had sustained visibility since 2002 and will continue to have sustained visibility up until 2034, because you host lots of other events over the course of each year. How do you see the 2034 Games shaping Utah's tourism profile moving forward? And do you think any long-term opportunities could come from this global spotlight?
Well, the thing is, the secret's out. Utah is such a great place. The mountains, the Red Rock, the national parks, we've got it all here. And I think O2 helped expose the world to what Utah has to offer. And I think we'll level up again through that exposure in the games when they see the spectacular vistas. And we think we'll probably have over 4 billion people watching our games.
Do you think it's going to be watching the games?
Okay. Watching the games. And we'll sell 3.3 million tickets, so we'll have a lot of visitors here from over 100 countries. So that exposure naturally will continue to build tourism.
3.3 million tickets.
Yeah.
Well,
and
get
folks,
ready, everyone.
If folks don't
know,
just driving around, right? The license plate slogan, at least one of them, the greatest snow on earth. Right?
Yes. Well, it is. I experience it every year, including this past year, which is a little anemic for snow, but we still had it, and it was still great.
Well, exactly. Mother Nature didn't play. Our plans were to be here at the end of the ski season to kind of cover it because of a fun thing, and we had just had to drive to go find the snow. But, you know, I do want to go this direction with you because the Games clearly will be a major boost for local businesses and communities that are involved. Since you've done this previously, you've got strong connections statewide. You know, how are Utah's local communities feeling about the 2034 Games?
Well, when you do a poll in Utah, we typically have between 80 and 89% support. And how do you get support for anything, even for a tax cut?
No, I mean, you're not in our country anymore, that's for sure. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, it's like, so we have this great popularity because the O2 Games were so successful, so popular. The Olympic fever is alive and well in Utah. They want them back, and they want to be involved every community possible.
And do you find that they're clearly they're active? There's this whole grassroots, this whole active stream that's going on right now to prepare?
Oh, yes. In fact, we have each of our venue communities. We set up a committee that engages each of them so they can plan what they want to do to shine brightly in front of the world.
Yeah, I like that. I mean, listen, Mary.
And the planning is going on now.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, well, it has to.
But the
good news, again, the facilities are here, so there's not major construction projects that are going to be happening. All right, so, Fraser, we have some other things we want to talk to you about, because besides what you do with the Olympics, I mean, listen, from a business standpoint, you've got a lot of advice that you can share and have shared with people. So we're going to ask you just to stay right where you are. We're going to hold you over, and we're going to toss things back to Dallas right now. And Bobby, he needs to run some sponsor messages because we are proudly a for-profit operation around here. So anyway, as we get ready to do that, folks, our conversation with Fraser Bullock is going to continue next. Today's big grand finale of the big Let's Go America Tour, Park City, will return after these messages. If you want to share any thoughts, comments with us, you can go to the show website, rmworldtravel.com, click on the Contact Us page, or social media at rmworldtravel. You'll get that on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X. We'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
You know something, everyone? Too many deodorants, well, they just don't work for those of us with an active lifestyle. That's not the case with Mando, as it's ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. It's safe for your pits, packages, and feet, and Mando's science-based formula, it's pH-optimized and capable of blocking odors before they start. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for sensitive parts. Get 20% off site-wide with code CARRY, that's C-A-R-E-Y, at shopmando.com. You can also find a link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com.
With Mother's Day coming up, it's a great time to find a gift that actually fits into your mom's everyday life. Raycon's Everyday Earbuds Classic is packed with upgrades. They've got active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, so you can pair with two devices at once, and a super comfortable ergonomic design that stays put. Celebrate the moms in your life and go to buyraycon.com/carry to get 15% off the Everyday Earbuds Classic. That's buyraycon.com/carry for 15% off the Everyday Earbuds Classic, or find that link at rmworldtravel.com.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back indeed, and Let's Go America. We are at Sunrise Lodge, and the big Let's Go America tour, Park City, continues live on this April 11th. Fraser Bullock has stayed with us through the break, and we're going to get back to that conversation with
him. Indeed we are, but just to reset for everyone tuned in across the country, as I mentioned last segment, Fraser Bullock is the executive chair of the organizing committee for Utah's 2034 Winter Olympics and Paralympic Games.
Fraser, thank you very much for staying with us through the break. Appreciate that. We're going to go this direction with you because, you know, looking ahead to Utah 2034, the Winter Olympics, what are some of the most important things that you want everyone to remember about the games that are coming?
Well, I would say a couple of things. Number one is the opportunity to bring the world together in unity.
Okay.
Because in a broken world, we get to celebrate over 100 countries coming together in the Winter Games, and we get to celebrate the achievement of the athletes. The other thing that we want to do is our ambition is with youth. We're very engaged in youth sport. We wanted to get them off screens, off couches, and into recreational activity. Whether it's traveling around the country or whether it's coming to the great facilities in Park City, we want to get youth engaged in sport. And so we want to leave that as a legacy behind and for them to get inspired by these great athletes.
Let's talk about the state of Utah. As America's 45th state, I don't know that it has the same profile as states like Texas, New York, Florida, California. You could make the argument, though, that, as you said earlier in the previous segment, the word is out, the secret is out, that this state is absolutely worth your travel dollars. What are some things you think people maybe either get wrong about the state of Utah or something that you would like to shout out about the state that you live in and love so much?
Well, I would say, first of all, in Park City, we have not only incredible skiing, but the summers here are fantastic. The weather is perfect, the mountain biking, the hiking, everything. But we have this incredible diversity of geographical, magnificent architecture that was created, where you have the mountains in the north and you have the parks in the south. And one of my favorites, and I go 10 times a year, is Lake Powell. There's nothing like it in the world.
It's a great location.
There's more coastline in Lake Powell than there is on the west coast of the United States, with 99 canyons at 200 feet high that you can go in a wave runner, and it's just unbelievable.
So we can't have you here and not talk about business, you know, in your business career, the impact you've had on so many people as an entrepreneur. I personally, I think I came out of the womb as an entrepreneur. You know, I had success in the sports industry that led me to Disney ABC. I started our parent firm behind this company back in 1999. It grew into one of the largest top radio syndication companies in the country, and now we're actually hosting one of the programs. But, you know, through your work at Bain Capital, you know, what you've created at
Sorensen Capital.
Also, just being direct at Sorensen Capital, you've invested in and helped so many entrepreneurs prosper. It seems to me that the business climate here in Utah is thriving. What say you?
It's spectacular here because it's almost like we have a business ecosystem where the government doesn't get in the way. In fact, they're supportive. But then we have a group like Silicon Slopes, which is down in the South Valley, where all the entrepreneurs help each other. And they work, and then somebody will be working for a company, it'll grow and be successful, and then they'll split off from there and start their own companies. The number of companies that are started here and successful is mind-blowing. It is the entrepreneurial system backed by an ecosystem and funding, which is the role I played, to be able to help these entrepreneurs build incredible companies.
So, you know, you think about the year that we're in right now. Obviously, you've got all the excitement, as we talked about, for Utah 2034. But I go back to something just coming off of the Milan Cortina Olympics. And what brought America together, we all felt it, was the men's and women's hockey teams, right? Just the excitement that was going on. Now we're moving into a period with America 250. We've been investing a lot on this show in the America 250. Utah has a very active, I'm going to say, chapter of America 250. Are you excited about what's coming?
Oh, absolutely. What a great opportunity to celebrate our country and the growth and Utah being part of this great country and having people, we hope, experience here. That's why we want to have a strong chapter. We invite people here to experience our great state. You will not go away disappointed.
And Mary, we were talking during the break there between our our G and our H blocks about the airport that folks have here.
Bring up the airport. I think the accessibility piece from an infrastructure standpoint is going to play a big role. It'll probably played a big role already in why you have 2034 back again. But it's just so convenient.
Your state has done, and Salt Lake City has done a great job. Yeah. You have an airport you should be really proud of.
It's beautiful.
It's fantastic. We built it from the ground up where we didn't try to patchwork an old one. We took down the old one, built a brand new one, and it's fantastic.
Yeah, it really is. Well, friends, very nice for us to meet you in person. We thank you. We're going to stay in touch. We hope you stay in touch as well. Best wishes on what's coming, and have a nice rest of your Saturday.
Thank you.
Fraser, thank you so much. Yeah, really enjoyed that. Thank you.
Well, Mary, you know what? We have two more segments to go.
We do.
We joke about
it's
it being
flying.
The fastest 2 hours in travel.
Yeah.
And then, as we're going to tease, we are headed to Wyoming.
We are. We're going to Wyoming.
We're going to go do that today as well. So that's the beauty.
You can do that when you're in Park City.
Well, it's also helpful when we're on the West Coast and we get to do the show a little earlier from 8 to 10 versus our normal 10 to noon.
That's right. We still have the full day ahead of us.
Yeah, we do.
All right. As we pause for a quick sponsor's break, Rudy's going to check in to explore the Mighty Five we mentioned with Rafe earlier. And Robert and I will take you over to Salt Lake City as travel meets genealogy. Our big Let's Go America tour, Park City, returns in 3 minutes. Stay with us, everyone.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
Hey everyone, Robert here to share some important information with you. Listen, whenever or wherever you travel, we want you to be protected like we are at travelguard.com/carry. Don't put your finances, personal well-being, or your time at risk. Travel safe, travel smart, travelguard.com/carry. It's cents on the dollar compared to what travel costs. Plus, you'll have a skilled team available to you 24/7 to pretty much take care of any situation you encounter. Check them out and get protected before you head out at travelguard.com/carry, or as always, just go to rmworldtravel.com, look under sponsors. You know, we all want a security system that keeps trouble away, not one that just tells you something bad has already happened. That's why we say there's no safe like Simply Safe, and whether you're traveling somewhere near or far, have peace of mind that your home or your small business is always being looked after. They have everything you need to make your place safe, even when you're busy, you're asleep, you're on a plane, all monitored 24/7 by security professionals. It costs less than a dollar a day. As a show fan, go to simplysafe.com/carry. You'll save 50%, or the other way to get there is just go to rmworldtravel.com. That's the show website. Look under sponsors.
With Mother's Day coming up, it's a great time to find a gift that actually fits into your mom's everyday life. Raycon's Everyday Earbuds Classic is packed with upgrades. They've got active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, so you can pair with two devices at once, and a super comfortable ergonomic design that stays put. Celebrate the moms in your life and go to buyraycon.com/carry to get 15% off the Everyday Earbuds Classic. That's buyraycon.com/carry for 15% off the Everyday Earbuds Classic, or find that link at rmworldtravel.com.
Hear that? Mm-mm-mm. That's Mike. He took ZzzQuil Pure Z's, so now he's sleeping soundly on a Sunday night. ZzzQuil Pure Z's are fast-acting melatonin gummies with a complimentary botanical blend to help Mike get the sleep he needs to wake up refreshed and ready to conquer Monday.
Let's do this Monday.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's, just for sleep. Really great sleep.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Hey everyone, Robert and Mary here to share the news that we've partnered with Regent Seven Seas Cruises, and we want you to go experience for yourself exactly why they're so renowned for offering top-notch luxury ocean cruising that's unrivaled at sea.
Regent delivers the most inclusive luxury experience at sea, with always included unlimited shore excursions, exquisite dining, including all specialty restaurants at no added cost, unlimited beverages, fine wines, craft cocktails, and specialty coffees, and unlimited access to the spa facility, free Wi-Fi, valet laundry services, and the list keeps going.
Besides their fleet of modern ships, with more on the way, we appreciate the quality entertainment and enrichment experiences they offer on board, and all gratuities are prepaid, so you're never reaching for your wallet.
You'll be hearing us broadcast from their new Seven Seas Grandeur, and as part of our alliance with them, you can even come travel with us aboard Seven Seas Grandeur as well for a big Let's Go America tour in the Southern Med in October of 2026.
For more information, visit rssc.com/rmworldtravel, or just go to our website, rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors, folks.
Happy travels, everyone.
Get out the map, get on the road, anywhere you want to go.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. That was a fascinating and wide-ranging conversation Robert and Mary had with Fraser Bullock live on set at Sunrise Lodge. We've heard them talk about Utah's National Park at times today, and we're going to go more in-depth now. But first, this portion of the program is sponsored by ShopMando.com. I'd like to talk to all the men out listening today to suggest it might be time to change deodorants, time to stop masking body odor. Instead, Mando it. Whether you're working out, skiing the slopes in Park City, or hiking Utah's Mighty Five, or standing at the altar as a best man, most of the deodorant we all use just covers up nasty smells. Mando, however, uses mandelic acid to neutralize odor-causing bacteria at the source before there's anything to mask. It's proven to block odor all day for up to 72 hours. It delivers strong performance, it's skin safe, and it's made with completely clean ingredients. And as a fan of the show, you'll receive 20% off site-wide at shopmando.com when you buy direct online and use code CARRY at checkout. Or you can find the link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, I'd like to spend a few minutes discussing the Mighty Five parks in Utah. What are the Mighty Five? Well, that's exactly what I asked myself, but my guest knows. She is Karen Henker, and she's a park ranger with the National Park Service, obviously in Utah, who has worked in half a dozen national parks in her career. Hey, Karen, welcome to the show. I've not heard of the Mighty Five, but I'm assuming they have something in common. Tell us about them.
Yeah, I would love to. There are five national parks in the state of Utah. There are additional places managed by the National Park Service, but they're called other things like national monuments or recreation areas, that sort of thing. There are five of them. Do you want to just take them in turn?
Yeah, let's start with someone I might know. Bryce.
All right. Bryce. Okay. Well, Bryce Canyon isn't actually just one canyon. It's a handful of natural amphitheaters filled with eroded stone spires that are these gorgeous orange and red limestones. You know, it's kind of like you're peering down on a crowd of stone giants. That's how I think it.
Are these rocks called hoodoos?
They are called hoodoos, exactly. The park road is 18 miles long. Mm-hmm. Between April and October, you can ride a shuttle down it and stop at those different viewpoints. Or, of course, you can hike in the plateau's forests or down among the hoodoos themselves.
Nice. Sorry.
There are some different. Go ahead.
Because I want to get all five in. Let's take a second one whose name I think is recognizable to many people. Zion.
Yes, Zion is Utah's first national park and a very doable day trip from St. George or Las Vegas. Its namesake canyon has, again, massive sandstone cliffs, but they tower 2,000 feet overhead, so an opposite direction from your experience at Bryce. The park is a lot bigger than just that one canyon, though. There's the Virgin River, there's pine and juniper forests, waterfalls. It's amazing, and that's why they get 5 million visitors a year. So,
wow.
Again, they also have a shuttle system. You don't need a reservation for that, but it's good to pack your patience. Sometimes that line can get a little long.
Okay, number three, Arches.
Arches. All right, Arches is my park, right here in Moab. Maybe the next best known of the Mighty Five because this one feature. It's called Delicate Arch. It's kind of a symbol of Utah. But there are over 2,000 other arches. They don't need to be jealous. They're all equal of love. driving the park road or hiking its trails, I feel it's kind of like a rock sculpture garden that you're exploring. The further you go, the more you see these towers and arches that pop up out of the desert landscape. And we don't have a shuttle system, so you do get to explore arches at your own pace. Everybody okay. comes at the same time, though, so avoid those crowds by coming early or late, even overnight. We're a dark sky park.
We have 30 seconds for Canyonland and 30 seconds for Capitol Reef, which sounds more like a seafood house than anything else to me, but go
Got
ahead.
It. All right. Canyonlands National Park, largest in Utah. The Green and Colorado Rivers cut it into different pieces, so it's almost like three parks in one. Whether you want 40-mile views and overlooks so quiet you can hear a raven's wing beats, that's going to be at Island in the Sky District, or the Needles and the Maze, you get backcountry, hiking, whitewater, mountain bike. Gorgeous.
Beautiful
Capitol
state.
Capitol Reef.
30 seconds.
Yes. Capitol Reef, named for the white domes of Navajo sandstone, or the reef is like this rocky cliff that was a barrier to settlers' travel. It's another rock park, lots of geology, but also a lot of history, ancient cultures, and deep Utah history. We've got generations-old fruit orchards there. Fun to explore.
What a beautiful state Utah is. Karen Henker is with the National Park Service in Utah. Karen, thank you for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for the time. We hope visitors get out and love their parks.
I hope so, too. And as we get ready to send you back to Utah with Robert and Mary with the big Let's Go America Tour Park City continues along, we'll talk travel genealogy and how it all comes together in the Beehive State. That's coming up next. We'll be right back.
Join the travel trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Let's go, America. Thanks for being part of our live national broadcast these past 120 minutes today. And as Mary and I reconnect with you from Utah on this April 11th, well, we're going to talk travel and genealogy for this J-Block. But first, well, we're sponsored by Hilton Grand Vacations.
Feel your wanderlust with even more ways to get away. As you've heard on the show today, they feature a proud legacy with distinctive Hilton service. That's why we say Hilton Grand Vacations provides premier travel experiences that are going to deliver lasting vacation memories. With 200-plus resorts in places across the U.S. and internationally as well, they provide spacious, upscale accommodations with home-like features and resort-style amenities.
So whether it's here at Sunrise Lodge in Park City, where we are today, or wherever travel takes you, folks, find more information at HiltonGrandVacations.com, or as always, you can go to RMWorldTravel.com, look under sponsors.
All right. Earlier this week, Robert and I visited the Family Search Library over in Salt Lake City, which is the largest genealogy library in the world. It's led by their director, Lynn Turner, who's also an accredited genealogist. He and his team gave us some fascinating insights into the work that they do, and here's some of that conversation with him.
Lynn, listen, very nice to have you part of our show this week from Utah. Mary and I have enjoyed very much getting to know you and members of the team, and thank you for the family trees that you delivered to both of us in the presentation.
You're welcome. It's great to have you here and just excited to talk about the library.
Well, let's do that. You know, for our listeners around the country who are interested in exploring their family roots, I want you to share some of the elements that make the Family Search Library unique when compared to other genealogy libraries around the world.
That's a great question that we get all the time. This library is unique in the sense that it is, has the largest collection, genealogical collection in the world. We have books from over 150 countries. We have resources and historical records from around the world. So if you come and you're researching your ancestors in Ireland, to Africa, to New Zealand, we have something for you.
And as we've learned today with you, there are a tremendous number of resources here at Family Search Library. What would you recommend to somebody who's interested in beginning the genealogy process but doesn't know where to begin?
So my recommendation is always to start with what you know. You can go to FamilySearch.org, create a free account, and it'll start walking you through the process to build your family tree. And from there, you can start getting additional help. You can come to the library if you're not here locally. We understand that not everybody is going to be here in Salt Lake City. But we have family search centers and affiliate libraries, and public libraries around the globe where you can go and get help to continue your process.
So we'll go in a little bit of a different direction because, you know, you think about advancements in technology, you know, they affect pretty much everything in our lives more and more these days. Genealogy is not excluded from that. You have over 17 billion records available, and that's a huge number. You think about that, and it is 17 billion with a B. You've worked here in various roles for 20 years, Lynn. You know, talk about ways that technology has changed the way that you're actually doing research today.
In 20 years, things have changed dramatically. We were talking earlier about microfilm, and
sure,
Mary was getting the cold sweats and reliving university days when she was researching on microfilm.
Very true.
All of those microfilms that we had, that we still have been digitized. We have indexed lots of records. As you mentioned, we have 17 billion records indexed. And technology through AI and other technology that we have are making more and more of these records available each and every day.
So let's build on that a little bit. You also, because you have all these records, it's easier now. Years ago, people had to come to this library here in Salt Lake City to do their family research, but you are now able to offer remote resources, correct?
That's correct. And what a lot of people don't realize is that they can start at home. FamilySearch.org is free to use wherever you are, as long as you have internet connection, of course. We also have a mobile app, and you can start with a mobile app as well and start building your tree, start searching for records through those resources. And as I mentioned, you can go to any one of our branches, family search centers, affiliate libraries.
People can find those centers on the website.
So absolutely.
Okay, great.
Yes. We call it our locator or locations page. And it's right there on the homepage. There's a little icon you click on, put what town you're in,
sure,
what did you live in, and then it'll show you the different resources.
So real quick, you know, clearly the success of the Family Search Library continues strong today. The interest in tracing family roots has occurred, you know, through centuries. Why do you think that is?
I think it really goes back to our connection to our desire to connect with our family. We want to know our story, and our ancestors are part of our story. And family history and genealogy allows us to make that connection.
Lynn, this has been, for both Robert and myself, a very moving and emotional experience today. Thank you to you and your team for our trees, and also really for your time today in highlighting Family Search Library for our listeners. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You know, folks, as we bring you back live now to Sunrise Lodge, Mary, we had a really good experience there. Learned a lot about our families that we didn't know.
We certainly did. Highly recommend.
Yeah, we do. So looking at the clock, folks, that's a wrap for our big Let's Go America Tour Park City Live broadcast. If what we discussed with Lynn interests you, you can get started with your own family ancestry and then go travel wherever it takes you at FamilySearch.org, FamilySearch.org. It's free, folks, so go give it some of your attention, okay? Now Mary and I are headed over to nearby Wyoming before we fly back to New York tomorrow. We'll be back in studio with you live next week. Breeze Airways CEO David Neilman is scheduled to join us on the program. If you didn't know, they're based in Salt Lake City. So until we're back with you live on April 18th at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, special thanks to all the guests who appear on the show today with Mary and me and Rudy. Thanks to everyone at Hilton Grand Vacations and Sunrise Lodge. Thanks to our show team, network affiliates, and our sponsors. And thanks to all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Have a great week, everyone, and let's go, America.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.